It's been a hard winter. Many have suffered losses and setbacks, and we're not done yet. A storm or two has left, some cold snaps remain, and it's time for calving. But it's also time for Lent and Easter. Could there be a stronger encouragement, a better example of God using hard, dark days to bring us into the light, to bring us blessing? There have been no hours in which darkness and evil seem more in control than those hours in which Jesus was arrested, tried, and sentenced to death. The friend of the downtrodden, the straight-talking teacher, the sinless Son of God, nailed up to die like the worst of criminals, and, in fact, held responsible by the holy God for all the guilt of this world of sinners. Could there have been a darker day than the one in which Jesus was crucified? What good could come of that? Yet, now we call that day Good Friday, for there is no greater proof that God can turn the darkest hour into the greatest blessing. Through the death of Jesus Christ, the sin guilt of our whole world was atoned for, and all who trust in him have Christ's resurrection as a living promise of their own.